This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Label Clothing Company. They have been a huge supporter of mine for many years now. And anytime you see me wearing a dress shirt or a suit, it is from them. Everything is custom made. And anyone who knows me knows I hate wearing suits and I hate wearing dress shirts. I not only look dapper, but the clothes feel great and wear really well. So anyone in the need of a custom suit, definitely hit them up. You can find them online at label.co. What is up, everybody? Anthony Vasquez here. And today I just want to share some thoughts about the whole PPP, EIDL loan, what's going on with the economy, SBA and all these things. And I think we're all in the middle of a crisis right now as business owners. And my heart certainly bleeds for everyone going through the similar struggles that we're all faced with, which is a crashing economy. At least in New York and New Jersey, not being allowed to go to work now for almost 90 days, needing to provide for our families. There's so many things at hand at the moment. And my heart genuinely bleeds for people who are in really hard situations. And I've heard too many stories about businesses failing. And I thought, we talk about, we're waiting for the government to bail us out. We're waiting for PPP. We're waiting for the EIDL loan and all these things. And I thought about, it's an interesting concept, but what if we didn't need the PPP? And what if we didn't need the EIDL? And I understand we do at the moment, but what about the next crisis that comes? And there will be another crisis, and whether it's 5 years, 8 years, or 10 years from now, it doesn't matter. But this will happen again in some form. Maybe it won't be COVID. Maybe it'll be, who knows what it'll be. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is there may be a severe interruption to our business and our cash flow going forward at some point, right? It's safe to say that the world is a crazy place at the moment, and we are not in clear sailing for quite some time. So that being said, what can we do as business owners to better position our companies should another crisis hit? And that crisis may be the Great Depression that's coming, or that crisis may be another shutdown again in a few years. And what if we took 10% of all our revenue or 5% of our revenue and put that into a separate account? And that separate account was our own personal payroll protection program or our own personal economic injury disaster relief program, right? When you think about it in those terms, if we would have been doing this, and myself included, if I would have had my own economic disaster relief fund over the past 20 years, I wouldn't need an SBA loan. I wouldn't need PPP. And what if we did that? What if everyone did that? Right? Think about how much more secure our businesses would be. There's always a little extra to put in, especially when times are good. And that is a lesson that I've learned now. And fortunately, I am a saver, and I do live very well below my means. But this is something new that we've been faced with. We've never been faced with something like this before. And what if we can put something in place to better protect ourselves going forward? To me, this is something now I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And, it brings me back to a story. My grandmother used to tell me that, during the Great Depression and coming out of it, food had to be rationed because you didn't know when your next meal was going to be there. And, when you think about that, how about we do that with finances coming into our business? We ration those finances in a better way going forward so that if there is another downturn, we have our own personal protection plan, right? So many people have lived through horrific events in our world. I had a client tell me that they had lived through the Holocaust, and I can't imagine, surviving that. But they also told me that it changed their perspective on life, on finances, because it made them very much more aware that everything can be taken away tomorrow. And while this is not the Holocaust, and I don't want to claim that this is anything near that, that mentality is something that we can use that would be of service to us at this moment. And I think about some of the great writers of our times. Viktor Frankl, who was a psychologist who made it through some of the worst camps, and the outlook that he talks about in Man's Search for Meaning, that in the worst of times, we can still have dignity, we can still shave our face, right? He noticed that men who shaved their face during the camps actually had a higher rate of survival because they still cared. It's when they gave up hope. And again, we're not in those same situation, but let's apply that principle to the situation that we're living in now. If we still take care of ourselves, if we still take care of our family, if we still take pride in what we do, if we don't sit on the couch watching fucking Netflix all day, or binge watching the latest Showtime HBO bullshit show that's on TV that now sucked 25 hours out of our week. What can we do with that time is we can implement it. We can put that time, that energy, and our focus into our businesses, into our families, into our core group, right? What can we do, right? What is our highest calling at the moment? How can we have the greatest impact? These are questions you need to be asking yourself. But the follow-up question to that is, what can I do to never allow this to happen again? How can I stop this from ever happening to me again? How can I help the people around me to be in a better position so that this never happens to them either? And these are all really critical concepts that we need to think about and that we need to really give a lot of consideration to, because we can never allow something like this to happen to us again as business owners. It may happen, but we can't allow it to destroy us the way it has this time around. We have to be better positioned as entrepreneurs to withstand this. And again, guys, this was an anomaly, a black swan event per se, right? Was it once in a lifetime? None of us have a crystal ball. There's no way to tell. Chances? Probably not. The world is so interconnected in terms of travel, commerce. People live around the world. We travel around the world. Chances that we will have another virus at some point are very high, and that we need. And again, it might not be COVID or anything like it. It might be SARS or MERS. Again, there's a million things out there. But we really need to think. We really need to position ourselves in the best possible way. If we don't do that, right, we are going to get hit with this again, and we're going to be in the same position we are now. I don't want to see people lose their businesses. I don't want to see Main Street shops close. And again, some people, no matter what they do, it's going to fail. That's inevitable. It's part of business. It's part of entrepreneurship. It's, you know, is sometimes you got to take it on the chin, and sometimes a business is going to fail. And you know, I know what people put into these things. I put 25 years of my life into my business. And for those people who aren't going to make it through this, and the businesses who aren't going to make it through this, my heart bleeds for them. Truly. The last thing I want to see is somebody who owns their dream coffee shop have that business close and now have to go work at Dunkin' Donuts to put food on the table for their family. But that is the reality of the situation that we're faced with right now. So again, thinking about what can we do to stop this from ever happening to us again is the question. And then how can we contribute the most, and where can we be the most impactful within our own core group, our own family, our own society? And as business owners, now is the time to lead. It's the time to fucking step up, take ownership for what's going on, stop crying about it, and help each other. That's the bottom line. Now is not the time to fucking whine and cry and say, why is this happening to me? Now is the time to say, why is this happening for me as a leader? Step the fuck up, do something about it, help your community, help your inner circle, right? That is what is called upon of us now. The other thing is, put ourselves in a position where this never happens to us again. The only thing that can happen to us are what we allow to happen to us. And, you know, again, keep that in mind as you go through this, that you can turn any situation into a positive one. You can look at this as a gift, and it might be the most fucked up gift you've ever seen. You know, and for the people who've lost loved ones, it's fucked up, and it's not a gift right now. But maybe there's a silver lining in there. Maybe in the memory of someone you lost, you can start a fund or a foundation that helps somebody else. Where their life was lost, you can give life somewhere else. And I don't have the answer to that. I'm blessed at the moment to not have lost or had anyone close to me very sick. And for that, I am forever grateful. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people who've lost loved ones due to COVID, and they're never coming back. And that is a fucking tough pill to swallow. Good people lost their lives because incompetent people made decisions at the higher up, and that's the bottom line. And you know, again, that's not political, that's just the truth. We're not being led right now. This country needs strong leadership, but again, not a political statement. The bottom line is, you can only impact your circle, in my opinion, and it's time to impact that circle, please, the most you can. So I leave you with that thought. I wish you guys all the best. Stay well. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the messages. For those of you who've reached out, I do really appreciate it. You know, I do this hopefully giving some value and some content to people and business owners right now who need it. So fucking stay strong, get after it, and talk soon. Hey, everybody. Doing this has been an absolute journey and an amazing time. I have learned so much, and I want to thank you all for listening in. If you kindly would, we would just ask you for your support. If you've liked the show, if you've gained anything from it, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or any of the other platforms where you are viewing this. We would greatly appreciate it, and it means the world.